most importantly today, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Arr, what a lovely day we have in store, mateys. Avast you, scurvy scalawags. We've got Cash Cow returning today. 10 chances to win $1,000.
No, to win the booty.
$1,000 on the line. First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Before that, at 7:55, big announcement. We'll unveil the name of the first headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. A body found late yesterday morning at Birch Grove Park in Northfield. Police say the man's body was found in a secluded wooded area. Police say the body is believed to be that of a man reported missing from Northfield earlier this week. That man identified as Jefferson Smith.
Atlantic City Council has introduced an ordinance to place a cap on the number of retail cannabis dispensaries in the city. Currently, there are 15 cannabis businesses open in AC with approvals in place for two more along the two cultivators and one manufacturer. There are concerns raised about too much competition.
Cape May will get a new police station after City Council unanimously approved an $8.6 million contract with a construction company out of Vineland to build at Lafayette and St. John Streets in Cape May. The new location will include a tower and details aimed at fitting in with Cape May's historic feel.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and warm. Oh, man, high of 84.
Catch me 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
The Conquistador is on the move. No, Riley Green's not leaving country music. He's actually been able to score a buyer for his Nashville pad. It was listed at just over $1 million. The place is a total dream. It's absolutely gorgeous. 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths. Sky-high ceilings and a chef's kitchen that's going to make you want to host all the dinner parties. Like, that's what I want my kitchen to look like. The deal's still contingent, so final price is obviously hush-hush right now. But you can take a look inside Riley Green's house, the one that just sold right now at catcountry1073.com. Luke Bryan gave fans an update on his mom, LeClaire, a.k.a. country's queen of pranks on social media. Everybody loves her. She's been quieter online lately, but Luke joked, listen, she's still hitting him up for her monthly allowance. All is well. You know, protect LeClaire at all costs, okay? These days, her fee's more about her granddaughter and her cat than comedy, but she's doing just fine. At least that's what Luke says. Fans were getting worried. Luke's giving us a LeClaire update right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Very sad news to report this morning. Country music songwriter Brett James has passed away. He actually died in a plane crash in North Carolina yesterday. He was one of three people killed in that crash. Brett James, his name might be not, well, it might be familiar, might not. He actually had a couple of hits about 20 years ago. His most success was writing songs for Carrie Underwood, like Jesus Take the Wheel. He also wrote dozens of songs for Kenny Chesney, Dierks Bentley, Roscoe Flatts, Martina McBride. Brett James, again, died yesterday in a plane crash. About 22 years ago, we had Brett here in our studios, and he actually performed several songs and was just the nicest guy. Brett James, dead at the age of 50. Listen, at 8:20, 9:20, 10:20, 11:20, 1:20, 2:20, 3:20, 4:20, and 5:20 today. Right about each of those times, we're going to give you a code. You're going to slap that code in the Cat Country 107.3 app where it says win cash. Then we're going to call you the next day and say, look, you've won $1,000.
That can help you in so many ways right now. I know it. I know you're dreaming about it. So I don't want you to miss any of these codes, okay?
We're talking a single trip to the grocery store could be paid for.
At least, or a month for some families, literally a month.
But it's good luck. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, Egg Harbor, and at BennettChevy.com. BennettChevy.com. Bennett Chevy together. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. April lives in Summers Point. She sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
April, you're a doll. Thank you.
Kind of a question.
Okay.
How many honest, intelligent, caring men in the world does it take to do the dishes?
Well,
answer?
Uh-huh.
Both of them. Coming up at 7:55 this morning, we'll announce the first headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood, June of 2026.
We're already preparing, are you? This is a big one.
Tickets are already going on sale, going quickly, and this is going to make him go even quicker. So you might want to get your tickets today.
today.
Again, we'll have the big announcement just before 8 o'clock this morning right here on Cat Country 107.3. And don't forget Cash Cow. First chance to win $820, $1,000 on the line. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to today?
Ireland. Listen, if you're going to steal a gas station employee's car, a tip for you, don't come back an hour later with that car to get gas.
Correct.
This happened when the employee saw his car pull up to a pump. He called police immediately. Now, because he parked his car around the other side of the building when his shift started, he had no idea his car had been stolen until the thief returned to fill it up.
Oh.
Going to 7.3 mornings with Joe and John. About an hour out, we're going to announce the first headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. And at 8:20, we start giving away the cash today. Cash Cow, 10 chances to win $1,000. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A body found late yesterday morning at Birch Grove Park in Northfield. Police say the man's body was found in a secluded wooded area. Police say the body is believed to be that of a man reported missing from Northfield earlier this week. That man identified as Jefferson Smith.
Atlantic City Council has introduced an ordinance to place a cap on the number of retail cannabis dispensaries in the city. Currently, there are 15 cannabis businesses open in AC with approvals in place for two more along the two cultivators and one manufacturer. There are concerns raised about too much competition.
Cape May will get a new police station after City Council unanimously approved an $8.6 million contract with a construction company out of Vineland to build at Lafayette and St. John Streets in Cape May. The new location will include a tower and details aimed at fitting in with Cape May's historic feel.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and warm. Oh, man, high of 85.
That's Jordan Davis. It's birthday time. This is Cat Country 107.3.
We do have some celebrity birthdays we got to get to today. First up, we're going to talk about Chase Rice. I still love that song. Eyes on You gets me in the feels every time. He's 40 today. Happy birthday, Chase Rice. And then we also have one of my faves. I think she's one of your faves, too, if I'm not mistaken, but correct me. Trisha Yearwood, 61 today. Happy birthday.
Right,
AKA good. Mrs. Garth Brooks. We love her.
Happy birthday to Patrick Finnerty of Brigantine. Lynn Ron is 43 today. Joseph Monzo III of Hamilton is 41. Happy birthday,
Happy
Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday to Dina Dance of Egg Harbor Township. Ryan Belk of New Gretna is 41. Audrey Mabbitt of Mays Landing celebrates today. It's Michelle Bauman's birthday. She's from Vineland.
Yeah, Michelle.
Dave Resch of Smithville is 44. Happy birthday, Dave. And happy birthday to Sophie Caval. Happy birthday, Sophie. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Joseph Monzo III. Woo! Joe and Jonna, big stuff going on today. Coming up at 7:55, we'll announce the first headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Also at 8:20, we've got cash for you today. $1,000 on the line with Cash Cow. Your first chance to win will be at 8:20. And this happened in Thailand. It could have been our dumb story of the morning, but it's not dumb. It's actually kind of interesting. On a tip from a neighbor, police in Thailand raided a man's apartment. They found 13 big barrels in his house. They figured it was illegal moonshine. Then they popped open the barrels,
yeah,
one by one.
What was it?
Not moonshine. Hundreds and hundreds of women's shoes.
Ew, that's...
The man was a collector of women's shoes and put them in big... Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. What are old people worried about? Researchers say this is the most common regret for older people. You want to give a stab at it? You're nowhere near old. I'm closer to old than you.
See, but I even feel like you're, like, not old.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There'll be a little something extra in your paycheck.
I get you're older. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you're not, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's an old man.
Thanks.
I'm going to say, like, not, like folks, not spending enough time with family. Like, maybe, like, focusing on your job too much.
Researcher says the most common regret older people have about their lives is they've spent too much time worrying.
Yeah.
Worrying. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to our show our little friend.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Phil.
Hi,
it's
Phil.
Phil, ladies and gentlemen. Phil.
Do you, yes, thank you. Hi. Do you know I almost heard my neighbor singing da-da-da-da-da at the same time? That was nice. Thank you.
She knew where we were coming.
Yes, everyone
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
does.
You deserve a music intro, Phil. A musical intro.
Okay.
When you're on the radio or just when you appear in your yard? Either one.
Either one, right. Both, sure.
Oh, I like the yard intro. Could you work on that for us next week?
Sure.
Yep. All right. We have you here today to play our game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but a pop.
You won last week, right, Jonna? I think so.
Did I? I think so. Phil might.
Yes, she did. No,
I did.
Yes,
okay.
She won last week because it was wonderfully played.
Good thing somebody remembers.
Let's go today. Number one, Strip Club or Daycare, Lil People's World. L-I-L apostrophe People's World.
This could get weird quickly.
Seattle, Washington. Is that a strip club or a daycare? Phil, we'll let you go first. Lil People's World.
Okay.
No offense to you being a little person.
And I wanted to first and foremost say thank you for the warm welcome and starting off with Lil People's World. Great. Thank you. We're going to call that a daycare, Joseph.
I'm going to say daycare, too, because...
Yeah, you're both.
I don't think they would be able to call it that if you get... You know what I'm saying.
It has to be equal opportunity, opportunity stripping. Yes. All right, number two. Scarlett's in Miami, Florida. Scarlett's Strip Club or Daycare?
Scarlett's, huh?
Okay. Bill, you go first. Scarlett's.
Scarlett's.
No,
the color of red. Let's just... I don't want to go all Jimmy Kimmel, so let's just say strip club, Joseph.
I was going to get strip club, too.
You're both right.
Yes, Phil, we're slaying this morning. Go us.
All right, let's go to number three. The Rocking Horse Ranch. In Sequoia, California, Rocking Horse Ranch. Is that a strip club or a daycare, Phil?
Rocking Horse Ranch.
Correct.
That one I feel like could go either way.
That's the whole purpose of this
Correct.
Game show.
I know. Yes.
The only thing that's sending me away is the whole branding of the children when they come in the door. That's just wrong. So I'm going to go strip club.
I'm going to, just for fun, I'm going to say daycare.
It is, in fact, a daycare. That means by a score of 3-2, it's close. Jonna is once again this week's big strip club or daycare winner.
I got
Cat Country 107.3.
I gotta say, Phil, I really thought you had it. I really did. I just guessed daycare for funsies. So
for funsies.
So I'll take the honor. But I have to say, I feel like it wasn't earned. It was just so we had our bases covered, so you can share this win with me.
Phil, any big plans for the weekend?
Well, I know I won't be taking Miss Jonna to the track because we don't bet for funsies.
What do you mean? I pick my...
Number one for New Country, Gek. We're 30 minutes away from your first chance today to win $1,000 in cash cow. But before that, we're less than 10 minutes away from a big announcement concerning next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood.
We'll
let you know who the first announced headliner is.
I can't believe they're announcing this one this early, honestly.
Coming up, Vantage Chevy, we got your first chance to win the money coming up at 8:20 this morning. That's Cash Cow, 8:20. And then every hour until 5:20 p.m., every chance you listen, grab a code, increases your chances to win $1,000 every day. All right, it's time for a big announcement. Barefoot Country Music Fest 2026, happening in June next year. I'd like to announce the first headliner for Barefoot, June 2026. He's a guy who's busted on the scene in the last few years. Everything he touches turns gold. Ladies and gentlemen, the first headliner announced for Barefoot Country Music Fest 2026.
Starbucks.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A body found late yesterday morning at Birch Grove Park in Northfield. Police say the man's body was found in a secluded wooded area. Police say the body is believed to be that of a man reported missing from Northfield earlier this week. That man identified as Jefferson Smith.
Atlantic City Council has introduced an ordinance to place a cap on the number of retail cannabis dispensaries in the city. Currently, there are 15 cannabis businesses open in AC with approvals in place for two more along the two cultivators and one manufacturer. There are concerns raised about too much competition.
Cape May will get a new police station after City Council unanimously approved an $8.6 million contract with a construction company out of Vineland to build at Lafayette and St. John Streets in Cape May. The new location will include a tower and details aimed at fitting in with Cape May's historic feel.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and warm. Oh, man, high of 85.
Entry 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I think I'll start calling my wife my customer since she's always right.
Well,
number two, I love putting on warm underwear fresh out of the dryer. Plus, it's fun to look around the laundromat and guess who they belong to.
That's creepy and gross. That's okay.
Number three, if I was a bird, I'm positive I would fly headfirst into a window.
Yeah.
Number four, accidentally sat down next to the emergency exit on the bus, and dang, I'm not ready for this level of responsibility.
Right.
We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. So excited for the weekend so I can have life-based anxiety attacks instead of work ones. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow is back on the air, baby, every weekday. $1,000 winners every weekday. Cash Cow is brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Here's how it works. 10 times every day, 8:20 a.m., 9:20 a.m., 10:20, 11:20, 1:20, 2:20, 3:20, 4:20, and 5:20. Right around those times.
Now you can't say you didn't know exactly the time that it was going off.
We give you a code. You're going to take the code. You're going to go to the Cat Country 107.3 app and open it up. If you don't have the app, download it. It's free. It's called Cat Country 107.3. When you open up the app, there's a button there right in the middle, maybe a little left of center, that says Win Cash. Tap that button, and in the appropriate place, type in the code, and you're on your way to winning.
There you go.
Here's your first code of the day, 138.
138, that's the code that you need, 138. You're going to type that in on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click the Cash Cow button, it's right there, 138. You're going to type it in, and then you're going to be back here in an hour from right now. 9:20 this morning, we'll have your next code. 138 is the code that you need right now.
138. Cat Country 107.3.
It's time for Shauna's Picks. Brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamonix. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far, Jana. 2 weeks in, 4 right, 2 wrong.
Oh, wow. So I didn't realize I was doing that good.
You're right ahead of the game.
Nice. So you're still winning money if you're using my picks. You're still above, over versus under.
Let's go.
All right. Pick number one.
All right. First up, we got to look at Cincinnati and the Vikings matchup. It's actually all about former Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz this week. He's with Minnesota right now. The Bengals put up J.J. Browning, their backup quarterback, in the last game, so he's going to be playing this week. It's going to be a home game for Wentz, so I'm saying that the Vikings are probably going to take the W for that one.
Pick number two.
All right. So Jets take on Tampa Bay this week in Florida. They're not looking good at all this season, but is anyone surprised? The Bucs are undefeated, so the only reason this one is even worth mentioning is because it should be very easy work for them. Tampa Bay wins this one, I feel like, without even doing much.
Pick number three.
And the Birds are home this Sunday at 1 p.m. It's a big NFC rematch game from last January. I'm excited to watch this one. I think it's going to be a really good game. But obviously, since we're at home, the Birds are going to win against the Rams all the way. Go Birds.
Jana's picks are brought to you by...